Work on writing the Cougar Ace is almost completed in Dutch Harbor. The 654-foot car carrier is currently sitting at about a 12-degree angle, compared to the 60-degree list the ship had when it was towed into the harbor on August 8th. A crew from Titan Maritime spent most of Sunday pumping water into the vessel's ballast tanks in an effort to bring it to an even keel. Dan Magone, owner of Unalaska-based Magone Marine Service, which is a subcontractor on the Cougar Ace project, was on the scene. One of his salvage vessels, the Redeemer, is being used as the platform for the work. He explained Sunday afternoon what the salvage crews were doing.
They've got a line up to the side of the ship there, and they've got a 3-inch hose running from the 5-inch fire main on the Redeemer. We've got two fire pumps on there that they're running at the same time, and it goes through the bunker station around into the starboard number 5 vent. And so we're using the fire pumps on the Redeemer to ballast the starboard side of the ship now.
Magone said the ship should be fully upright by the end of today, at which point the owner, Tokyo-based Mitsui OSK, will decide what to do with it. Mitsui's American spokesman, Greg Bierman, said that the company is holding off on a decision pending a full survey of the ship.
Our plan is to have the vessel surveyed and inspected and let that survey and inspection process guide how, when, and where we will take the vessel from here.
A ship's captain from Mitsui was on board one of the salvage vessels Sunday, but he declined to comment on the operation. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.